Welcome to the debate. So, think about the tumblers in a bank vault door. If they're, you know, even 1 millimeter off, the door just refuses to open.
Right. It's a completely binary outcome.
Exactly. And we expect that exact uncompromising precision in switchgear manufacturing. Specifically, I mean when fabricating copper and aluminum bus bars for power distribution.
Yeah, but on a factory floor churning out thousands of bars a day, is that initial absolute precision actually the most important metric?
Well, for me, it all comes down to the drawing. The drawing is the law. I mean, if you don't hit the exact IEC tolerances, it really doesn't matter how fast or consistent your machine is. The part is just a failure.
See, I look at the reality of high volume production. A machine that hits perfect accuracy on bar number one is great. But repeatability, you know, consistency across thousands of production cycles, that is the true linchpin of industrial viability.
Okay, but let's look at what happens when you miss that initial accuracy. There is a reason the Copper Development Association is so obsessive about punching accuracy in their guidelines.
Sure, but...
Wait, hear me out. If a hole is just a fraction of a millimeter off center, you aren't just making a slightly ugly part. You are actively pulling that bolted connection into tension. And that mechanical stress reduces the contact area between the metal plates, which directly spikes the electrical resistance of the joint. I mean, the physics of electricity demand perfection every single time.
But that perfect joint physics you're talking about, it completely goes out the window.
Well, not completely.
It does, though. By the 50th bar, if your machine can't hold its setup, it's gone. A single perfect hole is just, well, it's an artisan's trick. It is like a sniper hitting the bullseye on the first shot, but the rifle's barrel warps from the heat.
Right, okay.
So the next 50 shots are guaranteed misses. If your hydraulic valves drift as the oil heats up during a long run, or, you know, if the machine's frame physically flexes under tonnage, your initial accuracy is just meaningless.
Okay, but if you prioritize repeatability without a strict baseline of accuracy, all you're doing is manufacturing scrap at a highly efficient, consistent rate.
Seriously? Repeating the exact same wrong bend angle 50 times just because your frame didn't flex, that just leaves you with 50 useless bus bars that have to be melted down.
Yeah, but that's not... This is exactly why digital measurement and regular calibration absolutely must lead. The machine has to read true first and foremost.
I mean, calibration only sets the starting line, though. It doesn't solve the biggest variable on the floor, which is the manual operator.
Fair point.
Operators naturally introduce these little micro variations in how they load the heavy copper or how they hit the foot pedal. CNC automation removes that human element entirely.
Well, yes, but...
Let me just finish this thought. It ties the hydraulic stroke directly to digital encoders. That holds the exact spatial coordinates, so the tooling physically cannot wander off position. Calibration makes the part right once, sure. CNC makes it an actual industrial process.
Right. Tying the stroke to an encoder sounds foolproof on paper, but what happens when the copper itself varies?
What do you mean?
Well, a CNC program is blind. It just assumes every batch of copper has the exact same springback properties.
Ah, I see where you're going.
Yeah. If your material has a slightly different yield strength today than it did yesterday, your highly repeatable CNC machine will just consistently underbend every single piece in the batch.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly why uncompromising dimensional accuracy, verified at the joint, has to remain the absolute priority over blind automation.
But that's exactly why frame rigidity is so crucial to repeatability. If a machine has a heavily engineered rigid frame, it absorbs those material inconsistencies far better than a lighter machine.
Well, maybe to a degree.
No, definitely. A lighter machine flexes the moment the material pushes back. By locking the movement, the bend angle, and the sequence into that rigid automated setup, you prevent the machine from compounding those errors over a 300-piece order.
I suppose it's a fundamental tension that every production manager just has to face.
Exactly.
Do you prioritize the strict dimensional tolerances of the IEC standards as your guiding star, just to ensure every single joint operates without mechanical tension?
Right, or do you demand the automated batch consistency of CNC to protect those incredibly expensive metal assets from becoming scrap?
Yeah, it's a tough call.
And in heavy transformer manufacturing, the reality is you absolutely need both. You need the strict calibration to meet those tight joint requirements.
Right.
And you need immense frame rigidity and encoder precision to push heavy sections without the tooling wandering off position as the day goes on.
Well said. So next time you look at a heavy vault door, ask yourself, does it matter more that the key was cut perfectly once or that the factory can cut 10,000 just like it?
It's a great question. There's definitely a lot more to explore in the IEC standards on this.
Absolutely. The metric you choose will ultimately shape your entire factory floor.